Well, one reason for the needle not moving on labor participation is that older Americans close to retiring have been leaving the job market in pretty large numbers. And to help us discuss the impact that is having on the wider labor market, we bring in Monique Morrissey, Economic Policy Institute economist. Thank you, Monique, for being here with us today. You say there are a lot of bad reasons and good reasons for older Americans leaving the market. I hope that there are more positive reasons. What are some of those reasons that perhaps the pandemic led to accelerating their departure from the job market?
Well, the clearest one is that asset prices, housing and stock prices are up. So people have, you know, more, the people who have 401ks, which is, you know, not a lot of older workers, not necessarily the majority, but have done pretty well during the pandemic. And a lot of them are able to retire sooner than they had planned. And a lot of these workers, you know, they're older, they're better off. They were possibly working part-time, a lot of them. And now they're exiting the market, and I mean, the labor market, and people are maybe overreacting to that because that might not necessarily be a bad thing. On the other hand, we also have some older middle-aged workers who are exiting, who are not prepared for retirement, which is a much larger cause for concern.
You know, Monique, I'm wondering if we know if these older workers plan to come back to the job market. I mean, maybe they're waiting for better jobs, for better pay, or maybe they've retired and then realize, you know what, I actually miss working. Do you think that we're going to be able to get some of those workers back, or are they gone for good?
That's a really good question. And that's what everybody, policymakers and everybody else has is worried about. Typically, it's more permeable than we think, retirement. People don't necessarily permanently retire. There's always flows out and smaller flows back in. And in fact, at one point, it looked like the real problem was that fewer people were coming back into the labor force for kind of obvious health and safety reasons, you know, and also pandemic, you know, when the pandemic jobs were low, that there were reasons people were not trying to get back in. I think that it turns out that that was a little bit overblown. We're actually seeing larger exits. And whether or not these people are going to come back, a lot of them are not prepared for retirement, would be better off coming back in. And a lot of that depends not just on the job market, but on health and safety issues. So how quickly we get the pandemic under control.
Now, how much more at risk were older Americans this time around than in previous recessions?
So that's a really good question. In a typical recession, including the really bad Great Recession, so that was atypical in terms of the size of it, but typical in terms of patterns, you actually might have labor force participation rising. Older workers have more tenure, more seniority. They tend to not lose jobs as quickly, but when they lose their jobs, they're worse off. So that was a typical pattern. Also, usually in those situations, asset markets, you know, are usually depressed and people are hanging on to jobs if they can. So there are fewer quits. This was not a typical recession. This was a shutdown, you know, very, you know, unheard of. We don't know anything. You know, we're not used to this kind of disruptive pattern. And so what we found is that older workers were just as affected as prime age workers, especially, I mean, like middle age workers, not so much. I mean, the hardest hit were the very youngest workers, which is very typical for a recession. But that, you know, workers in their 30s and 40s and in their 50s and 60s were all about equally hit, which is very unusual. And so a lot of older workers lost their jobs. A lot of women lost their jobs, which is atypical also. And a lot of them are not coming back. So that is really what is very unusual about this recession.
I'm wondering if we saw that the pandemic pushing people out of the workforce was more pronounced among seniors with less education and lower income.
That's a really good question. Yes and no. So among seniors in 50s, you know, like pre-Medicare age, so 55 to 64, it was definitely, less educated, lower paid workers who probably are not prepared for retirement, probably are more exposed to health and safety risks, less likely to be able to work from home. And we saw, you know, a large exit from the workforce from them. And that's very concerning. But if you're looking at 65 to 74, just 65 and up, among the workers there where you see excess retirements is actually among better off college educated, often part-time workers, and that's much less concerning. So really who we're concerned about is the people, late middle-aged people who aren't yet eligible for Medicare. Many of them are not eligible yet for Social Security, and they're being pushed out of the workforce, sometimes by health and safety concerns, sometimes by job loss, and they're not prepared for it. And that's really the big concern.
And Monique, for those people who maybe do step away right now, but then for whatever reason decide that, okay, we want to come back into the job market, how easy or hard is it for them to pick up where they left off? Because, you know, before the pandemic, there was this case where older people maybe found it a little bit harder to hold on to their jobs. You know, they were receiving a higher salary, obviously, because they have more experience, but this push towards, you know, paying less and bringing in younger people.
Yeah, no, that's typical pattern in a recession. And I think it's somewhat true here is that when older workers do lose their jobs during recessions, they have the worst time getting back in. And part of the reason is that their pay before they left was reflected their experience with their current employer. But and so they tend to be very experienced. And so they have higher pay. But then when they're going back into the labor market, they're looking at large earnings cuts. And it's hard for them to accept those earnings cuts because they have mortgages and everything like that. And it's also hard sometimes for employers to not view these workers as both potentially overqualified, potentially short timers. So there's like statistical discrimination. And then I think there's also age discrimination going on. And so there's all these reasons why once a worker loses their job, an older worker loses their job, it's typically much, much harder to get back in. That said, if we're looking at workers in their late 50s and early 60s, and they're workers, you know, like we're seeing, you know, a lot of the jobs that are lost are like nursing home workers, you know, people like that. I mean, with a tight labor market, I think it's actually will be easier once health and safety concerns are over, if the labor market remains tight, for them to get back in, because maybe, you know, they weren't paid as well to begin with. So they have they don't have as far to go down. So, I mean, I think they're right now the labor market is very tight, and that's the positive sign. On the other hand, if the workers don't want to come back in because they're scared, also a lot of lower income, middle-aged workers, you know, have a lot of health concerns. And so that's the problem. So we really need to get the pandemic under control. And we need to keep the labor market tight to help those and other workers.
Yeah, it's definitely key to take advantage for workers while the pendulum is in their favor. Okay, we will have to leave it there. Monique Morrissey, Economic Policy Institute economist, thank you so much for your time today. And Funding Our Future is an alliance of organizations dedicated to making a